Lecture 2, A Born Pianist.
We return to great masters, Franz Liszt, his life and music, Lecture 2, entitled A Born Pianist. The technology of the piano made huge strides during Beethoven's performing lifetime, the 30 years between 1785 and 1815. By the 18-teens, pianos made by such Viennese builders as Streicher and Graf and the English manufacturer Broadwood had come much closer to Beethoven's ideal than the smaller instruments of his early Viennese years, like the instrument built by Schanz that we heard during Lecture 1. Having said this, we must be aware that these larger pianos were still being made with wooden harps, meaning that the number and thickness of the strings they could accommodate without splintering into toothpicks was still very limited. Along with the expressive model supplied by Beethoven, the developing technology of the piano was the other essential factor in forging the new heroic vision of the instrument that came to characterize the 19th century piano, the 19th century pianist, and the 19th century piano repertoire. During Beethoven's own lifetime, larger and larger pianos helped him to conceive of grander and grander pianistic statements. However, the big change in piano design, the one that would truly make the piano the equal to the orchestra, did not occur until the years right around the time of Beethoven's death, and that was the invention of the metal-harped piano. Some key names and key dates in the advancing technology of the piano. 1800, John Isaac Hawkins of Philadelphia puts metal braces around the wooden harps and sounding board of his pianos, allowing him to use thicker strings in greater numbers. 1821, the Broadwood Company of London attaches steel bars lengthwise to the harps of their pianos. 1821, Sebastian Erard of Paris creates what will become the definitive action or mechanism for the piano. 1825, Alpheus Babcock of Boston forges the first cast iron harp frame for his pianos. By 1828 to 1830 or so, Erard's action was joined with forged metal harps to create, for all intents and purposes, what we now consider the almost modern piano. Truly, modern pianos by today's standards came into being in the 1860s and 70s, with the Steinway Piano Company playing the leading role. All of this, of course, was too late for Beethoven, who died in 1827, but it was just in time for the romantic, expressive revolution he had so largely helped to inspire. The metal-harped piano became truly the instrument of the Romantic era, the instrument of the 19th century. Frédéric Chopin. My friends, what is the following piece of 19th century piano music about? What is this music about? Frédéric Chopin, Prelude in A Major, No. 7, written between 1836 and 1839.